The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Yud Beis. It's an interesting machlek sushoinim. The Bahag and Rav Sadia Goin count all with discussing the ideas of the Musafim of Yom Tovim. The Musafim are all brought in the end of Parashas Pinchas as a hemshech of Korban Atomit. The pasuk says, "Vayda b'shem v'mashalema is Korban Lachmi Lishai." That's where we start laning on Rosh Chodesh. We start from the Korban Atomit, because as we said, the Korban Musaf, between the Musafim b'loshna Rambam, is a Tosefes onto the Atomit. Is a Tosefes of Korban Musaf. So the Bahag and the Rasag understand that there's one concept here. There's a Korban Tomid, and there's a Tosefes of the Korban Musaf onto the Korban Tomid, and Mamela, all the Musafim of all the different Yom Tovim are one Mitzvah Saseh. The same way the Tomid is one Mitzvah Saseh. The Musafim are one Mitzvah Saseh. Every Yom Tov has its own unique format. That could be that the Tmidim are Chalukim. But Be'etzim, it's all one Korban. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sherash Yud Gimel argues very vehemently. He says that it has to be each one is a mitzvah of Ne'atzmai. The same way, he says, the Rambam brings a raya that Shvisas Malacha on each Yom Tov. We don't say there's a general concept of an Issa Malacha on Yom Tov. Issa Malacha on Pesach, Shvuah, Sukkot, each one is a separate lav. Of course, there's no separate lav for being Shavas Malacha, Shabbos, Parshas, Bereishis, Nech, Lech, Kavayerit. It's all one lot. But Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos have three distinct times of Shavuos Malacha. Each one is a Zeb Mitzvah Say, and a Zeb Mitzvah Say. Say, why should that not be true? Also, Benegeh, the Korbanos of each Yomtiv. That's the Rambam's Rai. L'chayru, one could even say there's an Afkamin Lalacha. It sounds like only an academic machlokes, whether there's a shinu in the counting of the mitzvahs. There could be an Afkamin also l'gabi shalei l'shma. If we understand that it's all, if the vort of the Bahag and the Rav Sadia Goin is that it's all one carbon, so would that change the rules of the game, l'gabi shalei l'shma carbonis, that they're all one carbon, so mele wouldn't be considered a shinu machshava, the pass of the carbon shalei l'shma? Tzorchim. Tzorchim, that's maybe a possible nafkamina between the two shittas. What's the etzem achloikis? L'chayr, the etzem achloikis, you see from the Rambam's raya. The Rambam doesn't bring a raya that the musaf is not part of the talmud and therefore it's a korban, which is mitzvah on sukkis, and there's a separate korban mitzvah on shavuos, and a third type of korban mitzvah on pesach. The Rambam understands that it's all shaykh to melocho. And Malacha of each Yom Tov is a separate lav, and I say. What do the Bahag and the Rav Sadia Goin hold? They hold that it's not the same thing as Malacha. Malachas Yom Tov is the Yom Tov itself. Each Yom Tov itself is a din, is a kedusha, is an experience, a mitzvah say, or a lois say, all of its own. Mashengin the Musafin is a general concept that a Yom Tov is mechayiv, an expression of what that Yom Tov represents in the mitzius of bringing a korban musaf. The mechayiv, the imperative, the mitzvah is one. Be expressed the tosefes kedusha in this day by bringing a korban musaf. Each Yom Tov will express itself, but they hold that that's all one mitzvah, because the actual mitzvah is the mitzvah to be moisim on the korbanos. In that sense, there's only one mitzvah. Whenever there's a Yom Tov, be moisim. All Yom Tov on the same thing. Each korban will be different kifi the pratim of that Yom Tov, kifi the inner meaning of that Yom Tov. But the idea is the same. According to the Rambam, no. According to the Rambam, the korbanos are the Yom Tov themselves. And if it's the Yom Tov itself, if each Yom Tov is mitzvah with a separate lois say v'asei, then the same has to be true legabe the korbanos. I want to try to maybe explain this machloikis b'siyat d'shmai on a deeper level. This is raid that I heard from my Rebbe, the Mir Rav Shiva Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal. I heard from him several times. He, the concept that we just said, like Dor, without really explaining, that there are things that are the etzem Yom Tov, and there are things that are not the etzem Yom Tov, there's a din in the Yom Tov, was a concept that he used. I'd like to share with you a few examples of where he used it. Rosh Shiva Zatzal explained that Tosu says, Lamashon, in the first Talmud of Arvei Pesachim, that the din of Tosis Yomtiv, if Tosis Yomtiv would be deraisa, a person would be mekayim a mitzvah, say, of eating matzah even before Yomtiv, even in the what's called Tosis Yomtiv. And Rav Chanan in Kavchur Masakasha, Tosis says that the reason why not is because the pasuk says be'erev toichu matzahs at night, it has to be by night, but be'etzem it's at Yomtiv, Tosis Yomtiv would be enough to be considered Yomtiv. Rav Chanan asked the kasha from a Mishnah, from Tosfos in Ksubas Daf and Zayin. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is not applicable when it's only Tosfos Yom Tov. When there's Tosfos Yom Tov, there is no chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov. What's the difference? The Shiva explained like this. He said that Tosfos Yom Tov, the chiddush of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Tov, Tosfos Yom Kippurim, whatever's the Raisa, the Rabbanon. The Chiddush is that Chazal gave a Yid the ability to be Mamshich on himself the Kedushas Hayoy. It's not the day itself. If a person is Mekadosh himself by being Mekabel Shabbos early, so what's Chal on him is the existential state of Shabbos, the Dinim of Shabbos not necessarily will all be Chal in the Tais of Shabbos. L'mashal, if a person does malach, he's not allowed to do malach, but there's no skill. The shame malach is awesome. What's the agdor? Shiva Zatzal used to say that agdor was that whatever is part of the essential nature of the day, which means that it's not just an isser, but it expresses the day itself, then that becomes part of the Kedusha Sayyam, which is Chal, on a person's Mekabel, Tayshu Shabbos with Tayshu Yom Tov. Whatever is not the existential day itself, but it's just defined as a din that day creates, that would not be Chal on the person. Like we said, Chag HaMatzos, Issa Melocha is definitely Chal on a Yid, as soon as he's Mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Yom Tov, Kabbal Yom Kippur, it's calling him an Issa Melacha. Why? The Issa Melacha is not a din, it's Shabbos today, therefore there's an Issa Melacha. What's the definition of Shabbos? The definition of Shabbos is Shovas mi Melachto. The definition of Chag HaMatzos is it's a day where his Achila is Matzah. That is the character of the day itself. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is not that the character of the day is a Yom Sheyesh Bo Din Simcha. It's a Yom Tov, it's a Rosh Hashanah day. The din of that day is that it's mechayev one to act in certain ways which are consistent with the idea of Simcha. Another example, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the Hasbim Mekabel Shabbos early, Shem Yerushalayim, Yireim, and others, that it's possible that a Yid should wait, if he's Mekabel Shabbos early, one should wait until after the Zman, the proper Zman, Alpi Laila, and he should have in mind needing a kazayis of another kazayis of challah, another kazayis of sudah. Why? Because it could be that you're not yaitzis sudah Shabbos, in the Tosfos Shabbos. Kiddush you are yaitzis. It doesn't say you should make kiddush again. What's the pshat? Pshat is kiddush is saying that the day kiddush is a mechayiv, but the day being niskadish, there's a Tosefis of that din called Bitumim Mekadoshit. But that's the essential day. Simchas Shabbos, or Sudah Shabbos, Simchas Yom Tov, or Sudah Shabbos, is a din. Since today is a Yom Tov, since today is Mekroi Kodesh, Mekroi Kodesh is a general rule, is Mechayim in the state of Simcha. But the Simcha is only an outgrowth of the day itself. That is not Chal on a person, just from the Tosefis Shabbos. That's only when it comes to Shabbos itself. What would be grounds for discussion is how do we look at the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah? Could be that the essential day the Torah doesn't call Chag HaSukkos, the Torah calls the day Zman Simchoseinu. Could be it's a Yom Tov. And it could be that the sukkah is a din that we're Mekayim on sukkahs, even though we call it Chag HaSukkos. Might not be the thing as Matzis. Matzis is a Chiyuv Koros. It's not just the mitzvah Saseh. The whole day, the same way there's a Issa Melacha, there's an Issa Yid Chometz, there's a Chiyuv to Eat Matzah, that's the day itself. Similar concept, we find Tosfos in Davtes, in Rosh Hashanah, that's really where Rishiva Shmuel Zazal got from, is Rav Kivega discusses what would be Chalim, what wouldn't be Chalim, the Gabi Yom Kippur, that if we only know Issa Melacha of Yom Kippur, Chal Ayidei Tosfos Yom Tov, Ayidei Tosfos Yom Kippurim, what about the Issa of Eating? What about the Din of Inui? Kivega blabs the tzarkin. He doesn't understand how the Tosfos learns that one from the other. Shiva used to say that the inui of Yom Kippur is not a din noisav. On Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah say to eat, and there's a mitzvah say to not eat, and there's a lav if one eats. He would say that the essential muhus of the Shabbos and of that day, the same way the Rambam calls the halachas of fasting in Yom Kippur, shvisas also. The Rambam includes in the state of shvisa, the not eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, which means that that's the essential day. It's not a din noisof that comes with the Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov is a din that comes with the Yom Tov. Shiva used to explain also in the Kivega, over there in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Daftes, also that maybe in Tosfos Shviyas there's an afkamina between one type and the other. But in any case, that was his concept that he used to explain. Moshe on Erev Pesach, there would be a Tosfos, is that the day itself? He had kol minei places to explain this chakira. It's possible that we could ask ourselves how to look at the concept of Tosfos Yom Tov, of Korbanos HaChag. It could be that the Bahag and the Reb Sadia are going to hold that the reason why each Yom Tov is the Meloch of each Yom Tov is Mitzvah as a lav for itself is because each Yom Tov is a Mitzvah for itself. The Kedusha, which is Mechayev Shvisa of Eichel Nefesh, Shvisa of Melechas Avoida, for each Yom Tov is the essential Yom Tov. In that sense, every Yom Tov is by itself. The Musaf is like Simchas Yom Tov. Today is Yom Tov. There's a din to bring a Korban to express the Yom Tov Kai, the Kedusha of Mikroi Kodesh by bringing the Musaf. The Torah says, express it, bring this Korban as such and such. Or no? The Rambam compares it to Melech, and that means the Rambam holds that the same way Melech is the definition of the day being Mikroi Kodesh, like we said, the Gabi Tosfos, so too also, the Korbanos are an expression of the existential day, like we said in the previous shiur, the idea of Mikroi Kodesh, the idea of Yom Tov, the idea of Mekadosh Yisrael, the Azman is expressed in the Korbanos, that's the day itself. The day itself is expressed in the office of bringing, in the offices of bringing Korbanos HaKag, in that sense. The same way the Shvisas Malach and each Yom Tov, Chiddush, it's all one din. Each one is a separate din. So the same thing would be true also, Benegea, the Korbanos, and that's where the Rambam counts each one by itself. So that maybe would be a Tosefos, with a Tosefos flavor, the Machlokes, the Bahag, and the Rasag, with the Rambam. Do we look at the Kedusha of Korban, the Mitzvah of Korbanos HaKag? Do we look at that as an expression of the Yom Tov itself, or we look at that, the Yom Tov is a Yom Tov? The Yom Tov is Mechayev, a certain halachechel, a certain hanoga. It's Mechayev being the Simcha, not being Bavel, it's also Mechayev being Korbanos. But that's a separate din from the Yom Tov itself, therefore each Yom Tov is a separate asein alois, asein asein, and the Korbanos is a general theme that each Yom Tov needs a Tosefos of Korbanos. That would seem to be the Machlokes, the Bahag, and the Rambam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.